Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's why. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Small Biz Help. I'm sorry, I got to get this word in here, folks. BestSmallBizHelp.com. BestSmallBizHelp.com. That's an award-winning website and blog, and I encourage you to check it out. The book is called Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners. Don, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the things that you're running into out there in the marketplace with people who want to start a small business. When I had my consulting company, I would talk to people about, you know, help yourself. Don't come to me and ask me everything. You don't want to pay me to tell you things you can learn for free, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the things that I say to people is, the first thing is, go to Best Small Biz Help, download the all of the questions for the business plan, see if you can answer them, and if you can't, go to one of the local SCORE offices or go to a small business development center, which is usually associated with your local college, and sit down with them because it's free. You have to set up
an
appointment.
SBDCs are amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing. And, SCORE is an acronym. And they're
almost all free, yeah.
I know. The
only thing they're charged for are things that they have a direct expense for.
Yes, that's right. But I got to tell you, if somebody can give you $5,000 or $10,000 of consulting for free,
right,
why on earth wouldn't you take advantage of that?
And you know what I'm so impressed with the SBDC folks, Small Business Development Center counselors, is they really, you'd think, they're just volunteers, so to speak. They're not volunteers. They're professionals, but they really care about the people they work with.
Yes, they do. And they're very knowledgeable.
Yep.
And they
yep.
will really acid test your idea. If they don't mm-hmm. think that, but on the one hand, they'll acid test your idea, and if they don't think it's viable, they'll tell you. And, oh, by the way, that's really important feedback, right? Why go
right.
burn cash
right.
if somebody's telling you up front to manage some risk, right? But the other thing that they do, which is, mind-blowing to me, is if they really think you have a good shot at getting this business off the ground, they'll help you find money, Jim.
Right, that's right.
And I was, really surprised, but they will advocate
they will.
For you.
Yep. Yeah, they'll help you find angels or help you go to the bank.
Yes.
But, the thing is, folks, if you've got $10,000 to start a small business and you know nothing, then you're going to burn through that $10,000 and you'll never get your business off the ground. If you've got $10,000 and you keep that money and spend the next year or two learning about stuff before you spend any money or very little of it, you might actually get to put that $10,000 toward asking customers for business.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And here's another situation, Jim, and this kind of speaks to what you're talking about. If you want to open a restaurant, work in a restaurant. You want to open
boy.
A bakery, work in a bakery. Manage a bakery. See all the ins and outs of what goes on. Right? Get on the ground. Get your hands dirty. You want to open a pizza shop? Run a pizza shop, and the other thing that I say to people is you got to have at least 2 years of dry powder
yeah.
to pay your personal bills before you open a small business.
I want to come back. Hold on a second. I want to come back to what you said about this. I have had people come to me and say, I want to make a new soft drink, for example. I'm serious. One person actually said it to me. I want to make
man.
A new soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, have you heard of Coke and Pepsi? They're a big company.
Right?
I didn't really do that. But anyway, I want to make a new soft drink. And I said, okay, what do you know about the soft drink industry? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd say, I want to do this or I want to do that. I said, well, how much experience do you have in that industry? I didn't say, did you work for somebody? I just said, what do you know about the industry?
Yeah.
And oftentimes they would tell me they knew nothing about the industry. I'd say, look. They said, what do you think I should do? I said, I think you should go get 5 years of experience in that industry.
That's right.
And they walk out with their heads down and probably cursing me.
Oh, no, it's the best advice
oh, yeah.
I've ever given them.
There's no question about it. It didn't bother me to say that because I knew it was right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all about risk management, Jim. Come on. why do you want to pay so dearly for your learning curve? Let somebody else pay for your learning curve.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, you're going to make mistakes, folks. I still make them. And I've been in business 26 years. But I make little bitty mistakes. I don't make big mistakes anymore. That's the key, is to you can learn enough to avoid most of the big mistakes, can't you?
Yeah, you really can. And you know what? In the book Good to Great, Jim Collins talks about, actually in How the Mighty Fall, which is his companion book to Good to Great, he talks about blowing a hole above the waterline or below the waterline. So in other words, before you put any money at risk or you take a step in one direction, you ask yourself a question: if this completely goes south, mm-hmm. will it blow a hole financially, right, above the waterline,
right,
or below the waterline? And if the answer is, if this completely goes south, it would blow a hole below the waterline, you don't do it.
Right.
Because that's gambling. That's not risk-taking.
Right.
That's gambling.
Right.
But if it's going to, and that's the difference between little bitty mistakes and big mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, little bitty mistakes you can recover from. Big mistakes you can't recover from. And what I see a lot of, because people don't understand their numbers, Jim, which is why I wrote the book,
right,
is if you can't measure what you're doing when you're making decisions, it's a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
And business is not a crapshoot. There is risk, but risk can be managed.
Yep.
So if you can read your financial statements, you can read your financial dashboard, and you basically know what's working and what's not working in the business based on what they're telling you, then you make intelligent decisions and you can take intelligent risks.
And you can't read something, and you can't read something that you don't create.
That's right.
So you got to create these financial statements, folks. You got to learn how to read them. I talked about it in an article just a couple of weeks ago, and the book Accounting for the Numberphobic is what it's all about, by our good friend Don Fotopoulos. When we come back, we're going to talk about maybe small business ownership is not the right thing for you. How do you make that decision?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.